that brings deep exercise, because if you think of what Elisha says here, he says, set on the pot. He brings exercise to bear to see if there is that amongst them which will identify with the true character of Gilgal. But there was not that response. Rather, there was that which was detrimental and was put in the pot. So there is an exercise to be borne. Set on the pot. Are there those of us who will, in spiritual energy and spiritual power, be able to set on the pot?
And look how Elijah, it is again, how wonderful the Spirit of God when he writes things in order. Famine. He said, sit on the great pot. Mm-hmm. Not just put the biggest one that you have, because I am going to feed the people. And he said there, put boiled pottage for the sons of the prophets. Yes, we spoke about the sons of the prophets. I got to give them credit here for one thing. They sat before Elisha. It's absolutely true. There is one of them was a good one. The one in chapter 4. His wife said, and you know that thy servant, my husband, fears the Lord. So, it is a privilege to be a second generation. If you live to it. If you fear the Lord. If you sit before the man of grace. But if you are like the rest of them, just carrying a last name of some great grandfather, that and you are not living in it, it is, as Brother Andrew have said, it's a disaster. But they were sitting there. And he said, put the great pot and boil pottage for them. Now, everything is okay so far because they were going to eat. And I really believe that there was stuff in that pot for them to eat. Just a matter of boiling it. Making it easy to digest. You are not eating it raw. You are boiling it so it could be fed. Because apparently they were not at a stage to eat anything that is solid food. You have to make it a little bit mushy for them so they could eat it. But there was one who decided, we want to spice that pot. Mm-hmm. We're going to go out and we're going to bring something. Because you know what, look, I'm going to make it practical, young people. I mean, it's boring. It's the same old hymn book. It's the same old tunes. Half of them don't know how to sing. And the other half sings a wrong tune. Can we just bring some music and some excitement there? Can we just bring some kind of lively thing in there to kind of really get things going? Because it is really boring. And how about teaching and preaching? I mean, it's the same old stuff we hear all the time. Gilgal is circumcision. You know, we put the flesh away. There is a man in the glory. There is the man. I mean, we have been hearing all of that for the last, since I was born. I've been hearing it. Can we get some wild stuff in there and just bring things in? And what decided to do that? And he went out on his own because he was listening to some kind of strange music or listening to some preaching on the radio or on the internet, and he picked something that really, you know, that's really good. It got me all really hot for the Lord. Let me bring it in and share it. I'm talking about very practically because that is what I hear. And I hear a lot of it. Well, that's why we have the Word of God before us. So he brought it in on his own. And you know what he did? He poisoned everybody almost. He didn't spice anything. It didn't taste good when they tasted it. There is death in the pot. Oh, man of God, how careful we need to be. How careful we need to be with the matter of association, of what we listen to. And I'm talking especially about so-called religion. Because, okay, I understand, you're not going to go into anything secular. But even in the religion atmosphere, in so-called fundamental Christians, in so-called evangelical Christianity, how we need to be very careful not to bring a wild plant in there and poison everybody that's around us.
But you just remember that it was not just one single wild plant.
Oh, he filled up his lap.
He had his lap. His lap was full of it. And that's the tremendous danger there.
You see, the danger is always when we act independently. See, unless we have an understanding that amongst the saints of God there is no independency, we're going to cause death. We're going to cause poison. The other aspect one have suggested of this is that the great pot might speak of the fellowship we're acquainted with. Be careful what you bring in. Be careful what you bring in. Brethren, let's not be sad and mad when people cautious us. Is to be careful what we allow. To be careful of certain things that are creeping in. Because after all, God has much concern. That's why there were porters of old. That's why there were those that would discern things. So let's be careful what we might bring into the fellowship. Because what seemeth good to man might not be right in the sight of God. So may the Lord give us grace that we bring that which will make much of Christ and not to bring something that will cause havoc to the people of God.
Only I would say, I would say, John, you know, people get enamored with a new idea and get excited, you know. It's not going to creep in, you know. It's what David said, they're going to come with a lap full. And they're going to be pushing and they're going to be pressing and they're not going to be happy until everybody swallows what they've brought. But, you know, this is where we need spiritual discernment. Yeah. And this is something that we read about in Hebrews chapter 5 at the end, about having the senses exercised to discern both good and evil. And we need to bring everything from whatever source, even if it's someone that rises up amongst ourselves, or if it's something which comes from outside, we need to bring everything to the Word of God, and we need to have our senses exercised to distinguish what is good and what is evil.
We've got to be careful, too, that with the gospel, the lapel, not to cast our eyes on our sisters. Because in those days, men used to wear dresses. So they were able to fill their laps too. So what I'm saying is that let us not feel that it is the women among us or the women that caused the, that brought the lap full of grapes or whatsoever it words and put it in the pot. Those days, men used to wear long skirts. So it's frustrating.
Remember, it says it's the sons of the prophets. It's not the daughters of the prophets, the sons of the prophets.
And what is it that's going to counteract this?
Well, I was just thinking that in terms of also the discernment amongst the fellowship, also to be aware and ready. See, there's a famine. Why didn't they have this already? Why did they have to go out into the field to get something they should have already gathered? If there's a famine, they should have been looking for food. And this is in contrast. I forget what conference it was, but when we took up Deuteronomy 26, when there was that careful searching out for the first fruit, they should have had something ready. And more than that, it says they didn't even know what it was. It says, for they knew them not. I mean, I'm thinking that's they didn't know what these gourds were. How can you bring in something that you're not aware of? So they failed on multiple levels. And so the point is to be aware, ready, and as you mentioned, intelligent about what we're bringing in.